When dealing with the largest shark to ever live, you're probably wondering just how large is that? And also, what shark could possibly claim such an awesome title? Well, today we're talking about the prehistoric megalodon. And with us is Dr. Michael Siverson, who's the head of department and Earth Planetary Sciences at the Collections and Research Centre in Welshpool, WA. Dr. Siverson is here to talk to us about how he brought such an awesome creature back to life. And don't worry, it's just a model. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much. And thank you for getting up early. There's a 3-hour time difference over in WA, so we do appreciate your early start.
That's right.
First, what sparked your interest in this ancient sea life like the megalodon?
Well, I've been working on fossil sharks for almost 30 years. So I'm very interested, obviously, in that topic. And we have just late last year, we opened the doors to the new museum at Bullabardip in Perth. And as part of that project, we had to come up with stories. I was in charge of developing the portals to the past section, which is where we have fossils. So I was thinking about coming up with things that would really enthuse people and get sort of their imagination going. And one of the stories I wanted to showcase was Megalodon, this enormous prehistoric shark.
How long ago did the Megalodon live?
It's a good question because Megalodon, they were enormous sharks. They produce very large teeth, and these teeth are easily spotted in various sedimentary outcrops. So we have a very good record of this whole lineage. We can trace the Megalodon lineage back all the way to about 60 million years ago. So you can see when you look at the teeth, you have a gradual change in shape over this 60 million year period. So it becomes a matter of where do you put the boundaries between these various species. We call them chronospecies. When you have a single lineage, you sort of split it up into what's called as chronospecies. So the boundary between Megalodon and its immediate ancestor, which was Carcharocles tubitensis, is sort of set around 16, 17, 18 million years. But it's a gradational change.
Wow. Oh, my God. Okay. So tell us, there's bound to be some interesting facts and features about the Megalodon. Tell us some of your favourites.
Well, one of the interesting aspects is its enormous size. And we actually don't have any complete skeletons. There are a couple of instances where we have found just about all the teeth of the whole dentition. And also there's some cases where isolated vertebrae have been found. So scientists have tried to figure out the size of Megalodon, and it differs quite a bit depending on who you're asking. The estimates range from about 15 meters to about 20 meters in maximum size. My personal view is that they could probably grow to about 19, 20 meters in length. And at that length, they would weigh 70 tons, if not more.
Oh, my God, that is so huge. So what do they eat?
Well, if you're 70 tons, there's not that much you can. You probably won't chase smaller seals. So if we look at the prey items that were around at that time, there were a large diversity of baleen whales, for example, and toothed whales,
okay.
A greater diversity than we have today.
Yeah.
But overall, the baleen whales were a bit smaller than they are today. So there were a lot of baleen whales in sort of the 10-meter range, and that would probably be one of the more common prey items for a megalodon.
Right, okay. Now, I don't know if you ever saw the movie The Meg, but it blows. You did? How did you find it? Was it historically correct? I'm kidding. What are some of the myths that you find yourself debunking thanks to movies like that?
Well, one of the myths is that Megalodon might still be lurking around in the ocean depths.
Okay, yeah.
But there's been quite a few very good studies recently where they have really scrutinized the fossil record. And the last study, which I thought was a very good one, concluded that Megalodon went extinct already about 3.5